Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, I'm Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert, author, and very noisy race announcer from fitness.com. And welcome to the Fitness Show. Today, we are going to talk about healthy holiday hacks to help you slay the season. That's right. When Santa comes down your chimney or Harry Hanukkah shows up at your door, I want them to want to stay because holy hell, you look fantastic. That's right. Santa's going to say, oh, my goodness. Look at you, girl. Hey, guy, you are super buff. That's right. We are going to send those holiday friends over the moon because they are so excited about you. And really, you know, they say the average American gains between 5 and 8 pounds over the holiday season. That's between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. Now, I looked on the National Institute of Health website and I couldn't find that data, but it's not uncommon for people to gain weight during the holidays. Why? Because we're constantly bombarded with all sorts of parties filled with food and sweets and alcohol, and people are gifting each other junk food incessantly, and people get too busy to exercise, and all sorts of things in the health and fitness category take a dive. That's right. Things go south. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of you listening are nodding your head saying, yeah, that's happened to me. I have hit New Year's a few pounds heavier than I would have liked to be. And so we've always said, I say we, me, the fitness crew, Fitz Kohler, I've always said, our goal is to get to New Year's Day fitter, not fatter, right? So let's not gain weight. And what happens? What happens if you set your sights on greatness over the holidays, right? Instead of just trying to not gain weight, you think, I'm going to get better. That's going to be my gift to myself. I'm going to celebrate myself, finish my year strong, and I'm going to get to New Year's Day as a better version of me. I think that's really the only way to go, especially if you're my listener, right? Because why are you listening to me if you don't care about your health? I don't think there's anyone out there who listens to me that doesn't care about their health. Many moons ago, I was the fitness expert for America Online, and I had a holiday feature called The Holiday Hottie. And I was just giving out advice on how to tackle the holidays, much like I am now, without gaining weight, yada, yada, yada. And I ended up leaving AOL. But what I didn't want to leave behind were all those people that were committed to joining me and improving during the holidays. So I started an online challenge on Facebook called the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge. That's right. Hottie Body Fitness Challenge. Might have had the Holiday Hottie in there too, but I had so many people join the group, work out with me daily, make better choices with food, blah, 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 get to New Year's in much better shape. And I thought, oh, this is good stuff. And then all of a sudden, I didn't want to do it only just for the holidays. I decided I want to keep these people going all year round. So if you're a part of my Facebook group, the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge, that's where it came from. And that's actually where the word hottie comes in, because it was the Holiday Hottie column that was expanded into a more permanent thing. That was really the word that tied it all together. So the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge is not about looking like Kim Kardashian and wearing a thong at the beach or at the club, whatever the word hottie makes you think of. It's the tie between this effort for the holidays. And you know what? It's an effective effort. So if you listen to me today and you do what I tell you to do, you will get where you want to go. I hope you know that nothing I ever give you is garbage. I never give you a gimmick, and I'm never selling you a supplement or any sort of snake oil. What I'm telling you is the truth. If you follow my advice, you will achieve physical greatness, and that'll probably spread over to your mental health as well, which is nice, right? We want to be healthy and also happy, and boy, am I big on the happy. So let's go. I have 10 hacks here. I might actually squeeze more than 10 in here, but as I've organized my thoughts, I've organized them into 10 holiday healthy hacks. Number one is mindset. That means show up with a game plan. What is it you want to accomplish by January 1st? What would you like to do? Are you one of those people who says, I just don't want to gain weight? Okay, well, know exactly what you weigh now. When you wake up tomorrow morning, get on the scale, get naked, and then get on the scale. Find out exactly what you weigh and write it down. Put it in your cell phone. You don't have to share it with the world. It's share it with you. You can share it with me if you want. You send me a message and say, Fitz, I weigh 173 pounds today, and I'm hoping on January 1st, or I'm committed on January 1st, I will not weigh anything more than 173 pounds, and I will send you a picture of the scale on that day. So know where you are, know where you're going. Perhaps weight loss is on your agenda. Okay, well, how much? Exactly how much? Write that down. You should know exactly where you're going. It's kind of like putting it in your GPS in your car. If you don't give the GPS your exact address where you're headed to, you're gonna get lost. You can't just say, I'm going to Chicago, my friend lives there. Well, Chicago is not good enough. You need to say, my friend lives on 1 Happy Street in Chicago, and then the GPS will take you there. So know exactly what your game plan is for January 1st. If you weigh 173 today, are you going to weigh 165 on January 1st? Okay, let's do that. Let's do that, but write it down. Maybe you're underweight and you would like to gain 3 pounds. Okay, write that down too. Whatever it is, if it's something regarding your weight, write it down. Now, the other thing I would like you to do is set an athletic goal and a goal including the 4 pillars of fitness. So your athletic goal will be something that keeps you on track in a more interesting and exciting way versus just focusing on your weight, right? Because weight is very important, but it's not the only thing. So perhaps you're going to earn a new belt in martial arts sometimes in December. That'll keep you practicing. Perhaps you would like to run a half marathon in January. That'll keep you training throughout December and November. Or maybe you just want to be able to run 1 straight mile on January 1st. That could be your goal. You're going to run 1 mile without stopping. Or heck, maybe you want to be able to walk 8 miles. So you've got a bunch of options there, but you should know what they are. Set this goal. I am going to take 15 yoga classes between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Write that down. Put it in your schedule, make it happen. If you don't know exactly what you're aiming for, you likely will not get to your destination. I'd also like you to set a goal for each pillar of fitness. So strength, that's an easy one. Maybe you want to do 25 push-ups in a row or 32 pull-ups in a row or 50 squat jumps. Or maybe you just want to curl 5-pound dumbbells 10 times. Whatever. Set a goal. That's your strength goal. Know where you are today. Right now, I can only do 5 push-ups on my feet or 5 push-ups on my knee. Okay, write it down and then set your goal for New Year's Day and do whatever it takes to get there. And if you don't know what it takes to go from 5 push-ups to 25 push-ups in a row by New Year's Day, well, then search around fitness.com. I've got a ton of guidance on things like that. So strength goal, set 1. Here's your cardio goal. What's it going to be? You want to be able to do the whole Zumba class without taking a break, right? Maybe you want to swim 10 laps in a row without taking a break. You want to be able to cycle 7 miles. I don't know, whatever it is, something that makes you huff and puff will be your cardio goal. And then we have our flexibility goal. Know where you're tight and let's increase the flexibility, especially in that muscle group. Maybe it's total body flexibility, and that's where setting a goal like taking 15 yoga classes between now and New Year's Day will come in handy. But perhaps you can only touch your knees and you'd like to touch your toes. Write it down. And last pillar of fitness would be balance. Too many people are ignoring balance training. They just disregard it. They just disregard balance training as if it's not important. But all of our grandparents and our parents that we've lost because they've fallen, that's a result of not balance training. Balance is really important so we do not fall down. And maybe you think, okay, if I fall down today, it's just going to hurt and I'm going to bruise my arm. Okay, maybe you might break something, which is no fun. You certainly might be embarrassed if you do it publicly. But more importantly, balance is really essential to have and maintain as we age so we don't have a fall that becomes lethal. So balance training is very, very necessary. If you have decent balance now, set the bar kind of high. I am going to be able to stand on a Bosu, on the dome side of the Bosu, on 1 foot, right? That could be a good one. Or I am going to be able to do a pogo stick for 20 jumps. That's a balance effort as well. So come up with something. Strength, cardio, flexibility, and balance. Set a goal for each pillar of fitness. And I promise you, by January 1st, if you have improved in those areas, you have made good work of your holiday season. All right, next hack for the holidays is plan to exercise daily. Now, normally I tell people exercise most days of the week. That's from January into Halloween. Exercise most days of the week. So 4, 5, 6 days is ideal in Fitz Kohler's book. However, when it comes to the holidays, when things are hitting the fan nutritionally, exercise daily. That could be 20 minutes of punching the heavy bag in your garage, or it could be a hour-long walk before work, or a 30-minute walk before work, and a 30-minute walk at the end of your day. It could be taking a class most days of the week, but exercise every single day. If you give me 20 to 60 minutes of exercise each day, even if it's broken up into small pieces, you certainly will be less likely to fall into the category of people who gain weight during the holidays. So choose that. Exercise daily, no matter what, no excuses, even if you're in the airport. If you're in the airport, what I want you to do instead of sitting on your butt during the layovers is just walk. Walk back and forth. That will count. All right, next up, hack number 3, stick to the exact formula for weight loss. Watching what you put in your mouth, being mindful, being deliberate about what you put in your mouth is going to make all the difference in the world. If you do not know what the exact formula for weight loss is, where have you been all my life, right? Or where have I been all your life? The exact formula for weight loss is simply you learning how to eat exactly the right amount of the right food for the size you want to be. It's the most simple, stupid formula in fitness and one of the most highly effective formulas in fitness as well. It's no gimmicks. It's no snake oil. It's no nonsense. It's none of this garbage where we say you can't eat after 6 p.m. or you can't eat until 11 a.m. or you can't eat any fruit or you can't eat anything white. All of those insinuations are insane to me. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to learn moderation and learn goal setting when it comes to your caloric budget. You're going to find out exactly how many calories you need to eat to be the size you want to be. And then you're going to eat that many calories per day and stop when you're done. Easy peasy. Go to the cover of fitzness.com. So that's FITZNESS.com. On the cover is an article. Click, it's a big box. It says exact formula for weight loss. Click on it. And it couldn't be any more thorough and easy to understand. There's even a frequently asked questions section at the bottom where you should definitely read. So exact formula for weight loss. Learn it, live it. Every day, but definitely every day between now and New Year's Day. If you stick with your caloric budget, it would be physically impossible for you to gain weight. And that's actually a really nice guarantee. All right, number 4, plan to say no thank you a lot. So people are going to show up at your office with a big can of cookies or some homemade brownies. You're going to have to say no thank you. They're going to show up with a bucket of candy and say, happy holidays. Here's some candy. You're going to have to say no thank you. I baked this fruitcake for you. Would you like a slice? No thank you. Just get in the habit of saying no thank you. And of course, if you've got those high pressure grandparents or an aunt who lives for feeding you, too bad. Her wishes should not come between you and your healthy body. There's no reason for you to be peer pressured into eating too much or eating garbage or drinking excessively. That's ridiculous. You're an adult and only you are responsible for what goes in your mouth. That's true. Only you. There are no other adults that come over to you and take your lips and separate them and jack up your jaw and hold your mouth open and shove in pumpkin pie. That just does not happen. So know that every calorie you consume is yours. You chose that. The onus is on you. The responsibility is on you to say yes, please, or no, thank you. Don't worry about hurting other people's feelings when it comes to the food or liquids you put into your face, okay? Your consumables have nothing to do with anybody else's. Certainly has nothing to do with anybody else's feelings. And if it did, who cares? Shame on them for wrapping their feelings around whatever you are or are not going to consume. So practice. No thank you. You want this pumpkin pie? No thank you. Do you want an extra helping of mashed potatoes? No thank you. Come on, have it. It's Thanksgiving. Have it. no, thank you. So practice saying no, thank you. No, thank you is one of those, holy mackerel, one of those most impactful things you can do for yourself. Just say no, thank you. It's so easy. Holy cow, am I giving you easy, free advice. You are welcome. Okay, now, I know you're popular. I know everybody thinks you're cool, and people are going to be inviting you to their parties, their neighborhood parties, their office parties, the family parties, the frat parties. I don't know. You're going to parties. I'm sure of it. So you have to have some strategy heading into a party to not go overboard, because that's really a minefield. That can be a challenging place for somebody who's trying to have a little, but not too much. And inevitably, you know, if you're someone who has the habit of going overboard, this might be the place where you lose control and go overboard. In fact, I do a little bit of executive consulting where people hire me to support them throughout the year. And it's always the party that gets them. Always a party. So you got to come in prepared. So first of all, if you're going to a party where they're going to be serving food, you may want to just eat in advance, go out to a nice meal or cook something great at home, show up with a full tummy, and you will be far less enticed to devour all the goodies and not so goodies on the buffet table, right? So start off with a full tummy of healthy stuff. That's right. Have a big salad, some grilled veggies. Maybe you have some shrimp or some lobster, but fill that wonderful tummy of yours up with healthy, highly nutritious, low calorie foods. And then if you do want to have something there, maybe you're going to show up prepared because you purchased or you made, you cooked, you prepared some sort of healthy dish. You know, perhaps you show up to this party and all they have are pigs in a blanket and brownies and buttery something or other. I don't know. Let's just say whatever XYZ party food is unhealthy. Chips and dip. Okay, we're going to go there. And you're starving. Well, if you show up with a dish that you know is healthy and fits within your caloric budget, then you've got it made. One of my neighbors is always a guy who shows up with shrimp cocktail. Woo, he's popular at every party, but he also has something very nutritional and very low calorie for himself to consume. So I'm more of a veggie tray, fruit tray. Sometimes I bring baked potato chips and a low fat dip or salsa. I mean, there's definitely a lot of ways you can go. I really like Nacho Supreme made in a healthy way. So baked tortilla chips with grilled chicken. Now I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat the chicken, but I make it for other people. So grilled chicken, black beans, tomatoes, onions, jalapenos, lettuce, a sprinkle of cheese, a dollop of a lower fat sour cream, and boom, you've got this pretty darn healthy Nacho Supreme. All you got to do is restrain yourself from eating all of it. But yeah, you can make healthier versions of traditional party food and just show up with it and know that your food is fairly safe to eat because it's not dense with all the fat and calories that the other people's foods are dense with. Okay. And then remember, you're at a party. You're not there to just eat. So food is important. Food is necessary. We need to eat food. It keeps us going. Food is fuel. However, alcohol is not necessary. It's not. If you want to have yourself a light beer or, I don't know, some sort of lower calorie cocktail, great, have one. I'm a 2 max girl. I like to be a 2 max girl, and then I never get out of control. I'm never an idiot. Don't drink at your holiday party at work. Know that it's a work party. I know it's a holiday party and your coworkers are drinking, but I know so many people who have had coworkers get fired because of their poor behavior at a holiday party. So if you're really concerned about your reputation and your career, just skip the alcohol at the professional parties. If you're going to other parties, and then you're going to be an adult and you're going to restrain yourself, you're going to have a little bit and then drink lots of water or diet soda or whatever it is. But keep the alcohol consumption to a minimum, because you know what? If you drink too much, not only are you likely to act like a moron, but, and I sound abrasive. I've drank quite a bit on occasion and acted like a moron, right? We're all guilty of that. I believe if you drink, you've probably been a moron, and the waking up with regret is just stupid, super stupid. So you're going to manage your caloric intake or your alcoholic intake, but know that if you do drink, you are going to be so much more likely to indulge in everything on that buffet table, right? Your walls come down. your discipline gets lost, and now you're digging into the bowl of queso with a spoon, right? You're just eating queso by the spoonful. So alcohol not only makes us a moron when it comes to our conversation, don't have that political conversation with your boss, don't do it. But then also it makes us just reckless with our own health. You'll sleep less well if you drink alcohol. And you know what happens if you don't sleep well? Well, then you're less likely to exercise. And then you're more likely to have some more crappy food because your stomach needs bread. Your stomach needs starchy carbs. You drink too much. So it's just a cycle of stupidity to drink excessively. That's something college kids do. We're grown-ups. We're not going to do that. Yeah, I know I sound like your mom and I'm wagging my little finger at you, but you can do better and you should do better. I'm not telling you have to cut out alcohol completely. If you do, well, that's pretty brilliant. If you're going to do sober November and December, whew, you are on the right path. But if you're not, just be moderate. Be moderate. Okay, and here's the other party tip. It's go have fun at the party. Too many people get stuck standing around the buffet. They need to have a dish in the hand and a drink in the other hand to feel like they're doing something. No, you're at a party. Go play cornhole or go dance or, I don't know, go tip the cows, right? Don't tip the cows. That's mean, but you know what I'm saying. Go run around with the party owner's dog or do karaoke, right? If that's an option, go do something fun. Go on the hayride, do some hoedown dancing. Yes, I'm from Florida and we do those things. So I don't know what you're doing wherever you are, but do the fun stuff at the party. If you just lean against the wall with a dish in the hand, you're probably going to leave that party 3,000 calories up. Do something else. Go have great, meaningful conversations. Maybe go flirt with someone, flirt with your spouse, or go flirt with someone new. If you're single, make a bestie, whatever. Just get away from the food and go do the other things you're supposed to be doing at a party. Remember, it's a party. And if you get up and go do stuff, it'll be a party and you'll be the one who had the best night or day ever. All right. That's the tip there. Oh, also, if you don't want to eat at a party, just keep a mint in your mouth, like a peppermint. Suck on it because everything tastes terrible when you have peppermint in your mouth. And you know this because when you brush your teeth in the morning, you avoid the orange juice like the plague until that mint flavor is gone. So keeping a mint in your mouth during the holiday season is a really bright idea. Okie dokie. Healthy hack number 6, do not bring junk home. So if you're at the grocery store and you stumble across that big tower of those fancy Italian cookies, even though they're delicious and wonderful, don't bring them home. Do not bring them home. Do not put them on your counter and unwrap them and start nibbling because you will eat the entire tower by yourself unless your spouse gets in on it. You don't want your spouse to eat half a tower of cookies either. So don't bring the tower of cookies home. Don't bring the eggnog home. Don't bring buckets of ice cream home during the holidays. It's not that you can't have a cookie at the office on occasion, but if you bring it in your house, you're likely to eat the whole entire thing. Now, if somebody gives you a basket full of junk food, they say happy Hanukkah or happy Kwanzaa or happy Christmas, whatever we say, right? Whatever we're allowed to say over the holidays. All right, take it, say thank you so much with a big smile. And when they leave the room, trash it, throw it in the garbage, or go out and give it to one of those homeless people sitting on the corner in your town. They probably would love to have cookies, or give it to, I don't know, a track program, right? You see those kids running track. They've done 8 miles. They can eat a cookie, okay? So just get rid of it. Do not bring it into your home. And then somebody gives it to you, re-gift it or get rid of it. Simple rule of thumb. I don't feel sad about that. I love baking. I also love being really lean and fit. So what do? I do a couple of things. A, I keep a mint in my mouth while I'm baking because the cookie dough is so delicious. But sometimes I will enjoy the process of baking without eating because I don't like the thing I'm baking. So if I make peanut butter cookies, I'm at absolutely zero risk for indulging because I just don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to have that. If I make chocolate cake, that's fine. I'm not going to nibble because I don't really want it. So perhaps you're going to have the baking experience without all of the enticement of making the things that you love. So what I'm telling you is I'm not making chocolate chip cookies because I really care about chocolate chip cookies. And what I care about more than chocolate chip cookies is chocolate chip cookie dough. If I bring chocolate chip cookie dough in my house or I start mixing it up, I'm probably going to eat more than 50% of it before it even hits the pan. I'm sorry. That's my weakness. So I don't do it. Have fun baking for the holidays. You shouldn't be deprived of that. Get your favorite kids together, make a whole bunch of stuff, and then send those other people home with the cookies that they made. It's that easy. You can bake it. Bake stuff you don't like, bake with a mint in your mouth, bake things in a healthier format. So for me, if I'm going to bake a cake, for example, I will replace butter or oil with sugar-free syrup. So you know the syrups they use to flavor coffees? They have zero calories, zero sugar. They're just a moisturizer. So when you make a yellow cake, for example, you can replace oil with sugar-free caramel or vanilla syrup. Incredible way to lower the fat and calorie content. Just makes it a little easier. So if I do have a slice of something like that, I feel less bad. You don't have to be perfect, but there are some tricks to the trade that make this whole situation a lot easier. I also really love cream cheese frosting. So I try not to buy cream cheese frosting because I'm far less likely to lick vanilla frosting than I am cream cheese. So just know who you are, know your audience, and then if you bake because you love baking, just give it away. Make a little container and then drop it off at your neighbors. They will either feel very grateful because you've been so sweet, or they'll be over there thinking, what a jerk bringing me over mounds of fat and sugar and sweetness when I'm trying to lose weight. I think it's very, very funny that we give each other junk food because most adults are trying to lose between 1 and 1,000 pounds, right? That's a generic. Almost every adult is like, yeah, I could lose 1 pound or 1,000 pounds. Makes it very hard to do when people are showing up with tins full of cookies and muffins and cakes and brownies, et cetera, et cetera. Perhaps if we're going to give something nice to people we care about, we're going to give them a gift card for music or I don't know. We're actually, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a holiday, healthy holiday gift giving show coming up soon. So just tune in there. And I'll give you a whole bunch of great ideas, inexpensive and expensive for all the people on your list. But yeah, giving away brownies to your kind of overweight neighbor, is that really the most generous move in the world? Is that person pre-diabetic? Perhaps. Are you making their life any easier? No. Of course, it's very thoughtful. It's also very thoughtful. So I'm back and forth here, but you could be thoughtful in different ways. I have no doubt about that. Okay. So baking stuff you dislike and giving it away, that's healthy hack number 7. Number 8, track your progress weekly. So what I'm asking you to do is once a week, get on the scale, especially if you have a weight-oriented goal, even if it's just don't gain weight. Remember, if you're 173 today and you want to be 173 on New Year's Day, you should check in once a week and make sure you're on track. If after 2 weeks, you're at 177, you know that you have screwed up royally and you need to go in reverse. And you can lose 4 pounds before you get to New Year's Day. So it's important to be able to keep track of things, especially if you're setting specific goals. Step on the scale once a week, not every day. Just pick one day of the week, be consistent about it every Wednesday or every Thursday and do it naked. We don't care what your clothes weigh. We don't care what your shoes weigh. Do it in the morning, not at night. At night, you will be appalled by your weight because you're still holding all the food you've eaten all day and all the beverages you've drank, and that will make you stressed and upset. So weigh yourself in the morning, nude, that's right, in your birthday suit, and please don't send photos of that, but you can send photos of the number on the scale. You can also, on a weekly basis or even more frequently, track your physical output. I ran half a mile today. I'm half a mile away to getting to that running 1 mile straight goal. Or your speed goal, or your cycling goal, or your push-up goal. You can track all of those things on a regular basis. But if you're not tracking it, if you're not writing it down, it makes things a lot harder to achieve. It's very important that you collect data and know that you're moving in the right direction. And if you're moving in the wrong direction, make change, go in reverse. Easy, right? Of course it is. All right, create rewards for success. So healthy hack number 9, you're going to be aiming for something. You're going to celebrate your own victory on New Year's Day or somewhere about. What are you aiming for? Perhaps you are going to reward yourself for your accomplishment with a spa day or a pedicure or a massage or a new outfit or a trip or a night out to bowling and roller skating, some fun athletic adventure, family friendly. What are you going to do? You should choose something nice for yourself to congratulate yourself on your big accomplishment. You know, if you're one of my many listeners who participates in 5Ks or full marathons, we get a medal, right? We get a shirt and a medal, and then we feel like superstars. Look at me in my shirt. Look at this medal around my neck. Look how great I did. Okay, well, that's fun, and it's legit. It's actually a legit prize for our efforts. So what can you create to be a legit prize for your efforts? Getting through the holidays, fitter, not fatter. That's a very big goal. And if you've gotten specific and then you have achieved, set yourself up for a victory dance, right? Whether it's you're going shopping, you're gonna get a new swimsuit, you're gonna get yourself a new snowboard. That would be nice. Maybe you're gonna do a sexy boudoir photo shoot, right? You go in with a photographer and you're feeling your best because you've done so well and you put on your sexy lingerie. Guys, gals, whatever, you can both do this. Put on your under things and pose pretty. Why not? Be creative. Be creative, but make sure there's some sort of t-shirt and medal at the end of your holiday season when you hit New Year's Day, fitter, not fatter. You're going to do something great for yourself. You're going to reward you with something that means a lot to you. I think that was it. That's it. Those are my healthy holiday hacks, folks. There's no reason you can't slay this season. You've got the tools, and truly, December 14th is no different than June 14th. There's nothing that should compel you to overeat on December 14th in a way you never would on May 3rd. It just doesn't make any sense. Remind yourself that they make mashed potatoes all year round. You don't have to eat it all on Thanksgiving. You don't have to eat stuffing. You can actually make stuffing every night of the year. I've done the research. You can make it every night of the year. You can make cheesecake. You can make pumpkin pie every day. There is no limitations to when we can have this stuff. So if you feel like you might be eggnog deprived, know that you can have some eggnog in April too. It's just fine. You can do those things. You don't have to overindulge. You don't have to eat like food or particular foods or alcohol is going out of style. You just have to stay focused, stay disciplined, be mindful, remind yourself that you are in charge of you. You have goals, you have standards. And boy, won't it be disappointing if you get to New Year's Day and you've gained weight and you build on your fitness goal and you made all these excuses in between. Yeah, you got to wrap presents. Okay. Yeah, you got to shop. Good. Shopping's actually active. It's not exercise, but it's active. So we can't use shopping as an excuse on why we didn't achieve our goals. You may have to jerry-rig a workout here or there around your kid's baseball game or around the holiday party. My family, growing up, we had this monster Thanksgiving meal every year. It was 30-something of my family members would show up at my mom's house. And so I'd spend all morning helping her prepare. And then when my cousins would come over and my aunts and uncles, we would go down. There's a park down the street from my house. And we would play soccer and we would play football and we would wrestle. I mean, golly, we had so much fun. And that was from when I was teeny tiny to, I don't know, after I had kids, we were still doing that. We'd have a bounce house at our holiday parties often. That we would play tag during the day. We played Ghost in the Graveyard at night. I can't remember how to play that game, but I remember that we played it. Now I always do after dinner walks on Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm always out there moving and I'm not perfect. I'm really not special at all. Sure, I'm a fitness expert. That's nice. I have a little more information in my head, but it's just the willpower to get up and go do it. And I'd say being active with your family is so much more meaningful than sitting down eating with people. You know, it's nice to have a meal. I have no problem with sharing a meal with people you love. And you can make nice memories, but the memories of sitting down and eating don't compare to running around playing Ghost in the Graveyard or football or soccer. We used to have to climb these big chain link fences to get into the park to play on Thanksgiving. I climbed those fences while pregnant. I know, bad mom. It was fine. It was fine, but we were all doing it and we still laugh about it. We still laugh about climbing those fences. So set some new standards for your family. Set some new standards for yourself. If your family is stodgy and lame, set those new standards anyway. Get them out. Maybe you guys can play pickleball in the driveway or shoot hoops or I don't know, just do something. Bounce a balloon, blow up the balloons and bounce them around and chase bubbles with the babies. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to pursue your fitness goals, not only in an average way, but in a hardcore, wonderful way and get to New Year's Day prouder than you've ever been about yourself. That's it, guys. We've got more holiday content coming up between now and the new year. I'm excited to record my healthy holiday gift episode. There are so many great ideas, and not only will you hopefully take these ideas and use them to shop for the people you love, hopefully you will take these ideas and ask for them as gifts. When someone says, hey, what would you like for Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Christmas or whatever the heck people are celebrating over the holidays, you can say, I want a badminton set. You can say, I want a new volleyball net, or I want a new surfboard or roller skates or a ball. Give me a ball, whatever it is. There's options for you. So I love you. I love you so much. If you haven't done so yet, make sure you like this episode. Click subscribe to the Fitness Show so you always get updates. If you want to leave a review, I hope you say something nice. And if you haven't done so yet, head over to fitness.com. There's tons of free content, tons of free workout videos, free recipes, articles, all sorts of things for you. And then, of course, my books, The Cancer Comeback Series, is available at fitness.com. And if you would like to get them for your favorite cancer patient, I certainly would love to sign them and ship them out with a free gift right here from my office. And yeah, catch me on social media. Say hello. Let me know what your goals for the holidays are. I'll be looking to see them. I love you guys. Get to work. Bye.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.